Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Good afternoon, Rachel. My name is Ikor. I'm calling to find out what happened to my order. I noticed my check was cleared on the 2nd of September, and until now, we have not received the order. I mean, my card was charged, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, the card is usually charged and then the shipment goes out. If you could please provide me with your name and your zip code, please.
My name is Ikwa Chibong, and the zip code is 91784.
Okay, thank you. All right, I am getting some information pulled up. Okay, please allow me just a moment. And if you could please spell your name.
Say it again.
Yes, spell your last name.
A R C H I B O N G.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. All right. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
1915 Abbey Way, Upland, California, 91784.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just one moment, please. It looks like there's an order that was placed through the online store, so that's what.
Online store?
Yes, ma'am. It means the website.
No, I called. I called and placed the order.
Okay. Well, I will search for that as well. Excuse me. And perhaps I may have the first name spelled incorrectly. If you could also spell your first name as well, please.
I-Q-U-O.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So let's see. And I'm sorry, please verify the address for me.
1915 Abbey, A-B-B-I-E, Way, W-A-Y, Upland, California, 91784.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you doing that. I will search with your name and address. It shows that there was one attempt to process an order, and that was in just about mid-September. But through our website, the system flagged the order and closed it out.
And I called back. I called back when I got notice that it was flagged as fraud, and I talked to someone on the field. And they said something about you guys upgrading your system or whatever, that they're going to enter it correctly. Meanwhile, my card was charged. I have no product, and you're telling me you guys are still having problems?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm just taking a look at the account. I'm sorry, I've not spoken with you before.
I know that you haven't, but I'm giving you information.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Process that I've gone through. So I imagine there should be a tracking,
yes, ma'am.
Right?
Search for some... Well, with the account that it shows was closed out, that one doesn't have a tracking number. So if you called in and placed the order through the call center, then I need to locate that account.
So which account are you looking at that was closed out?
The one that was flagged, it shows from an order that was placed on September 3rd. And there aren't that it, well, there's notation here, but for that one, the system closed it out. So if you place an order through the call center, then I need to try to locate that.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you, that I never placed on the online order. I placed a call. I called you and placed this call. So apparently, for some reason, it was flagged as I did get an email. I wasn't paying attention. It was after the fact that I saw that email, something about my order being attempted fraud or whatever. That's when I called and asked why it was considered attempted fraud. And I was told the order has been, whoever I talked to, I can't imagine you guys not having a track of customers calling.
Yes, ma'am.
You will see when I called last, who I talked to. And meanwhile, my card has been charged for almost a month. You do understand that you yourself would be concerned about that, wouldn't you?
Yes, ma'am. And at this point, I'm endeavoring to try to research and get some more information so that I can better assist. If you do not mind, if I put you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. All right, ma'am. So I apologize for the delay. I still just needed, since we do have two systems that we can place orders in over the phone, I did still want to check the other system. So for the one, for the order that I pulled up, there are some notes here. And initially it shows that the system did flag it. There is a notation for someone that you did speak with when you called in, stating that you still did want the product. And that request was sent over for review.
For a review.
Yes, ma'am. We have to send it for review because there's a system that's set up through however they filter orders. So that could be corrected so that it could process. So that's the last note that it shows here for September 6th as of 4:04 p.m.
Okay.
And at this point, since you've been waiting for this amount of time, it does show that you were billed for, and I'm sorry I haven't even identified the product. It shows Omax 3 Professional Strength Fish Oil.
Yes.
It shows it was a request for 6 boxes, and that was $225.74. So what I can do is make sure that you're credited for this. I believe the issue with the orders that are being placed has been, I think that's been handled. But unfortunately, with this one, it looks like this one was an oversight. So what I can do is the option where I can get it forwarded back to the department that would handle the clearing for it, or I can go ahead and, since nothing did go out, and go ahead and refund your $225.74.
Yeah, refund my money. I'm upset right now. Trust doesn't make sense. Please make sure that is done pronto. I don't want to hear you're going to wait for X number of days to do that. It's almost a month.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to do that while you're on the line. I just have to go to another page in order to do it.
Okay.
And that will take a moment. And it shows that you had elected to subscribe and save with that request. So I'm also going to make sure that that's closed out.
So I really don't understand what happened. Why are you guys treating your customer this way?
No, ma'am, it's not a mistreatment. With this particular system, the orders are normally placed through the website.
Well, what is this particular system? Tell me, because I have been a customer for a while. What other than me being told you guys are upgrading your system, what particular system are you talking about? You keep talking about website order. I did not go through the website. I didn't order through the website.
We ordered for you through the website is what I'm endeavoring to explain. We place orders through another system when it's over the phone. But because the company is upgrading and all new orders will be in the new system that goes through the online store. So there have been some things that needed to be ironed out so that we successfully place those orders for customer that don't want to go to the website themselves.
Am I the only one that have experienced this or are others experiencing this? So
I can't answer that question. I don't speak with everyone over the phone, but there are some orders that have had to be ironed out so that they can successfully process.
So then mine was not ironed out. That's my problem, because we've been waiting for this order for a while.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand
So what I'm trying to find out from you is this. If we want to get this product, how do I avoid this mess?
If it's of better convenience for you, the situation, I believe, is straightened out with us being able to place the orders for the customer over the line. But you can order directly through the online store, which is omaxhealth.com. You don't even have to go on a computer. If you don't feel like booting that up, you can actually use a mobile device or an iPhone. And
so
you can...
What is the difference?
The difference is what I was endeavoring to explain. When we place the orders, we're not privileged to provide or to have access to the customer's passwords or information like that. And individuals who would like to just personally handle their own card information, they can provide all of that on the website and place their own orders. If we do it over the phone, then it provided or presented a little bit of an issue that had to be, like I said, had to be ironed out. I'm not technical, but there was a department that had to assist with that. Okay, but if you want to give it a little bit of time, you can today's Wednesday. You can give us a call back maybe toward the end of the week and call to replace the order, or you can go directly to the website.
So what are you saying? Cancel this and then call back to replace order.
Well, this one...
That's what you're saying. I'm trying to understand what the advice you're giving here.
This one's already canceled, ma'am. The system did it automatically.
It's
just that it was going to be, yes, ma'am, this was closed out. So what the department that was going to assist with it was going to try to do was to get it reset so that the order would go through. But maybe that was something that they couldn't do and it just needed to be redone altogether. But this was already canceled by the system when it did the analysis.
That would have meant... When you cancel an order, you credit the customer.
The system does attempt...
I'm sitting here. When I say you, I don't mean you, ma'am. I mean your system that canceled the order. How can you cancel an order and hold on to someone's money for 3 weeks? You need to report that to the address. I'm not pleased. Because I'm sitting here, if I didn't call, I would be sitting here still expecting that order to come in because I noticed that my card was charged. So my assumption is everything was taken care of. I'll be getting a product which I would not have gotten. And who knows for how long before I would have even paid attention to come and call again. So that needs to be addressed. Instead of sounding defensive, I need you to take this information, pass it on to whoever, that this is poor customer service. It's not your place to explain somebody messed up or your system messed up somewhere, so it needs to be addressed. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, ma'am, we're so sorry about your inconvenience. But once the system, it depends on the type of order that's processed. Usually if it's a one-time shipment, if the system does an analysis that does where the order doesn't go through, it will automatically credit it. Because this one had a subscription that where the payment's processed through a different system, that particular system doesn't refund automatically. You have to actually probably go in manually to do it, because that's what I had to do just then. I had to manually go in and process your refund. But I did get that part straightened out for the $225.74, and the system automatically generated a confirmation to your email. You will see that reflected back in 3 to 5 business days. And I do apologize for your inconvenience, but for the situation with the orders being placed over the phone now, through our online store, we are able to do that, I believe, at this time without any difficulty.
Okay.
Is the caller there?
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about the inconvenience. I can understand if you paid that much money and you were waiting for your shipment. But normally when you receive an order confirmation, the system also automatically generates a shipping confirmation when that order goes out. And that one did not have any of those things. So I'm sorry about your inconvenience there. But hopefully... If you do not decide to call the call center back to place the order, you are willing to go directly to the website, which is omaxhealth.com. and it's very flexible, and it's really easy to use your account, where you can actually sign in if so desire. If you don't want to bother with pausing or skipping orders, then we can assist with it here. But unfortunately, at the time when this was being placed, we were actually just, I believe, getting things in order where we were trying to place it ourselves, and it wasn't just set up where we could do that successfully.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Well, you will see that refund for the $225.74 reflected back to your account within 3 to 5 business days, and it shows that you provided a Gmail put a Gmail on account. So you should still have a confirmation that was sent to your email.
So what happens to my subscription?
Yes, ma'am. It never did become active because the system closed it out. But I did, excuse me, it canceled this order. I had to go in because what would happen if it remained, if these subscriptions stayed up, I did have to go in and manually stop the recurring orders. They would all have been declined attempts because
okay.
the initial order was stopped.
Okay, I need to pay attention to my account then. I don't want any mischarge from you guys. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can try to answer for you?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Mm-hmm.